All right.
It's Jeremiah's fault.
It is my fault. Welcome to episode 13 of the Android Does Show. Just like today, all these difficulties are my fault. This is actually episode 13, not last week. Last week was 12. I know I said it was 13. So at some point, we'll figure out how to be professional. But until then, thanks for hanging out and having fun with us. I'm joined tonight by John, Nick, and Steve from the site. Say, what's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
Howdy. Hey, man.
So thanks for being patient with us. We're getting a little bit of a late start tonight, but that is all right. We got a lot to cover. This is our official Google I.O. edition of the Android Does Show. Google I.O. kicks off May 15th, so that's basically a week. So we wanted to go over everything with you tonight so you're prepared, you know what to expect. Got a little bit of news, other things happening, just some important things we wanted to talk about first, but then we're going to jump into Google I.O., hardware, software, apps. It's going to be a great year for I.O. So before we do that, let's jump into a little bit of other news. T-Mobile is expanding LTE into 27 new markets by June. New York and New Jersey, big cities in Texas, Chicago, Illinois, North Carolina, Hawaii, Colorado. Basically, pick the 27 biggest cities in the country, they're launching LTE. So they're playing a little bit of catch-up to Verizon and AT&T even. Are you guys
Sprint,
in?
Don't forget Sprint.
We always forget Sprint. We pretend Sprint doesn't exist. Sorry if you
forget Sprint.
Are on Sprint.
I think Sprint forgot their own network. Oh, wait. Keep going.
Right. Enjoy your dial-up speeds on their 4G network. Are any of you guys using T-Mobile? Are you near any of the cities where they're getting LTE?
Orlando.
Heavens opened up. Angel sang, and Nick got LTE.
We'll see if Orlando actually means where I live, because I'm technically not in Orlando. I'm just outside of it.
So maybe not at launch, but...
maybe if I'm driving around.
Yeah. Well, and give it a month or two. It'll catch up to you. You know, like it's...
Yeah.
Once they get it close to you, that's the hard part. So I know Stenning Steve said it's kind of coming, you know, somewhat close to him, too. A couple of cities that'll be... he may be next on the list, but... won't be too long, so I know T-Mobile customers are happy about that. Go ahead.
It depends on how they roll it out. If they roll it out like Verizon did, and like AT&T is doing, where if it's around a major city, and then it just kind of creeps closer and closer to you, it's pretty good. I mean, but I'm hoping that T-Mobile gets this up and running fast, because I'm really rooting for T-Mobile, and if I have some competition to my Verizon LTE, you know, I'll be switching. But I think I'm in a boat that a lot of people on Verizon are in, where they've got such outstanding coverage in these little tiny towns, and there's no one else that touches it. So, you know, I'm in Verizon's grip right now, but I really want to move to T-Mobile.
Yeah, I made the official. I was telling Jeremiah before we came on air. I officially became a T-Mobile customer today, so. You know, I kind of jumped on that wagon, you know, the cost. I mean, granted, high speed is not near, but it won't be far away. And, I know I'm just impressed with what they're doing, broadly speaking. And, you know, the plans are exceptionally well priced, no contract. I think T-Mobile is going to be it's going to be a big deal over the next few years. If they, like you said, John, if they roll it out right, I mean, that's the key.
I think they will. I think
hopefully
they will.
Hopefully it stays fast, unlike some other LTE networks.
Well, what's nice is in a lot of places, you know, as they're rolling out LTE, they've already got a decent HSPA Plus network in place.
Yep.
So I know where I live, it's I'm seriously thinking about switching over to T-Mobile. The coverage is not that much different in the city. I'm not that far out of the city. and the data speeds are solid on HSPA Plus. So it'll be it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I'm glad to see T-Mobile expand and doing well. Same thing with HTC. We saw a report, a couple of just some sales numbers that HTC was reporting, and now they're projecting a 63% growth in quarter two of 2013. That's pretty much based on the HTC One. The thing is selling really, really well, and I'm glad to see that. You know, HTC, it kind of feels like they're turning a corner a little bit.
Carly.
Right on HTC.
Yeah.
You get your one yet?
I did. Steve
did, yeah.
You did? Sweet. There we go. Look at that. Yeah, I don't know.
Dork, you have to talk while you're holding it up. Otherwise, it stays on the last person.
This is the thing that I got. Okay, I'm done.
This is the thing that I got.
Yes.
Look
so
at
tell us about
delicious unibody.
Oh, it's... can you... Wait. Oh, yeah. It's great. You know, I love it.
No. You're gonna snuggle it, rub it on your face.
Yeah, I'm gonna sleep with it like this. No, it's awesome. I mean, I think it's we were talking about this before I went on air. You know, I've tried to like Samsung devices. I don't necessarily have anything against them. It's just I've never been kind of turned on by them. You know, I've never really kind of been into them. And it's just. You know, I think HTC has always been my preference. So, you know, everyone's different. And conversely, you get those that will say, you know, I try to like HTC, but I'm a Samsung guy. You know, I just can't get away from it, you know? So, but it's awesome. I mean, it really is. So, yeah, that's all I could say about that. I don't want to turn this into a love fest.
It's good to have competition again.
Well, it is. You know, I think we've all been rooting, at least, you know, I have, and I know Nick has, and Jeremiah, you too. And I think, John, you have too, rooting for HTC to do well. Because I think you said it exactly there, Nick, is competition, right? It breeds innovation. It breeds pushing people to the next level. If it just is a case where Samsung rules everything, you know, then I think that ultimately we'll lose that somewhere along the way. So.
Right.
That's
right.
My sense. And the Love Fest is really over. So I'm going to mute myself.
You know what? I got to play with a one today. Actually, my brother-in-law bought a one, and he bought his wife an S4, and they came over today. And I got to play with both at the same time. And the one is really, really nice. And the first thing I did was open up the dialer and look at it. Like sense dialer. Let's see what we got here. Oh my god, look at the sense dialer.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But the one, yeah. You just can't beat how it just feels so good in your hand. And the S4, I mean, to me, I've heard people say it felt slimy, and I can kind of see what they're saying.
Really?
Yeah, I think holding the S4... it kind of fits in my hand a little better than the S3 does, but yeah, and I was hoping that textured back would actually help, but it doesn't seem to actually have any texture.
You can't see it very well, but this thing is laden with fingerprints because it's this nasty, slimy plastic that Samsung loves. But it's bizarre because I still like this without a case, so whatever. I just wish it were metal.
Yeah.
I can hook you up, man.
Hey, send it my way. I'll take it.
Yep.
So, Jeremiah, are you and I the only ones still on Verizon? Because it seems like James went to T-Mobile.
Yep, James jumped to T-Mobile, got a Nexus 4. Steve sold his Nexus 4 for HTC One. Nick's on T-Mobile, so... Yeah, we're the holdouts, and we don't really want to be here, but, contracts and coverage, you got it locked down for a little while at least, so.
And with Verizon LTE, it seems to be just as fast. It seems to have slowed down to AT&T HSPA plus speeds.
Yeah. Yeah, there's it's fast, but the capacity's still not there, so.
Yeah. And the only advantage I see are in uploads. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we'll get consistently faster upload speeds, but unless you're, you know, uploading a YouTube video to Google Plus, or, you know, I mean, it's, you don't do a whole lot of uploading, is what I'm saying.
Right, I'm not seeding torrents on my phone, so the upload's not that big a deal.
Yeah, and if you were, they'd probably cancel your service.
They would. They would, that's for sure. So I don't know, man. I may stick it out on Verizon if, and we'll get into this a little bit later too, but if there's an a Nexus 4 refresh that gets announced at Google I.O., there was a rumor of that going around that we might see a Nexus 4 refresh. It may not be a Nexus 5, but with LTE support on maybe on Verizon, you know, 32 gigs of internal storage instead of 8 or 16. So that might tempt me, but there's really nothing on Verizon right now that that's really holding me here. Even the Galaxy S4 is like, I'd rather go pick it up on T-Mobile or even AT&T off contract. So
yeah, where you don't have to unlock the bootloader.
Right. Right.
I'm also tired of all the cool phones going out of the carriers.
Yes. And for a little while, Verizon was kind of hanging with, you know, and not so much. They pissed off Google, the Galaxy Nexus, and fell out of favor with the phone gods. So, but somebody who maybe the phone gods may be smiling on a little bit. We're seeing them kind of moving the stakes a little bit more. Yes, BlackBerry is back. The phone gods are smiling on BlackBerry. We were gonna make this whole. So we made a joke last week. We were gonna do this, and it just didn't happen. But we were gonna start off this episode of the Android Does Show just talking about BlackBerry, just for a good like 5 or 10 minutes, just as a joke. But it didn't happen. So. Steve, man, your whole head is an HTC One. What is happening?
One, help me.
So, speaking of HTC One, well, Sony, the Xperia Z, the Xperia ZL, they're in the States. The Xperia Z is on sale now. The ZL got a price cut. Pretty decent phones. I don't know if I'd spend $700 on them, but... the red HTC One leaked on a UK site. It's not the first time we've seen or heard about a red HTC One, but that thing looks sexy. I like the red.
Pretty nice.
Seems like Steve does too. Look at his hat.
Yes. He just didn't want to have patience. He didn't want to hold out for a red one.
Just couldn't hold out, man. I just couldn't hold out. You know, and speaking of the Sony devices, I don't know how much we want to get into it, but, you know, it's kind of like the tale of two sides of the coin with Sony, right? So, you know, the United States finally gets a ZL, and, you know, in the United States, you know, lowers the price of the Z and then brings out a piece of crap mid-range phone for, you know, $500. Like, really?
Yeah.
Yay, mid-range phone.
Right, like I'm like typing the post up about the ZL. I'm like, oh, this is really cool. And I think I even put in the post, it's kind of nice for U.S. consumers to get some quality Sony devices, get a little bit of choice. And then they bring out the piece of crap.
The SP or whatever.
The SP.
Yep. So, and that's. I feel like Sony was moving into the States, and then just kind of jumped the gun. You know, that mid-range phone's going to sell well overseas. You know, when it's not $500, not overpriced for the U.S. market, they I don't know, man. I want to see Sony do well, just like HTC, man. I was reading a report just before we got on for the show tonight. LG has now moved into the third spot globally for market share, well behind Apple and Samsung, but LG moved into the third spot. I think Huawei was at number 4 and ZTE was at 5 just because of the size of the Chinese market. Yeah. And they're moving into India a lot too. But I'd love to see HTC and Sony step up. They're trying, but
Yeah.
Not for $700 or $500 for something that's not worth it.
That's mind blowing. I mean, that's like, that literally is, you know, like.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's right. Or conversely, I was trying to say, it's like charging, you know, $500 for a.
Droid charge.
Right. Or a relay.
Right.
Know, relay or something like that. I mean, you know, the typical free phones that you get. I mean, that's confusing. I mean, I don't know. Strange move.
What's funny, though, is if you look at those phones, those mid-range phones that on contract you get for free or for $50, the full retail price is between $400 and $500 generally. So it's not out of price range for it. It's just the U.S. market is screwed up, that's all.
Yeah, when you could buy a Nexus 4 for $300 and it's a million times better.
And, you know, granted, Google is subsidizing that and yada yada, but still, you know, something's got to change. So, Paranoid Android, a little bit of development, a little bit of ROM action going on here, too. So, you're familiar with Facebook Home chat heads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Paranoid Android, there's a ROM that has kind of ported that to their ROM. So phones that they support now, there's a pop-up chat Halo feature. So that was one of the cool features that I thought, you know, I didn't really run Facebook Home for very long. We didn't really touch on it because none of us really used Facebook and really care. But chat heads look pretty cool. You know, that pop-up notification, so.
The concept's nice, and it's supposed to work with everything, you know, any kind of communication, including Facebook Messenger. So you pretty much throw Facebook Messenger out the window if you use it and just install this, and then you got everything on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Google Voice, too?
App, right?
What's that?
It works with any app.
Yeah, it's supposed to work with any communication app. I don't think that includes email, but, you know, like Google Talk, do Google Voice if you use that, your, you know, MMS, SMS stuff, etc.
Cool. All right.
It's awesome.
Motorola. We'll get into the Motorola X Phone leaks a little bit, too. But I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. Obake?
I assume so. Sounds right to me.
Yeah, Ross put that up on the site today, and it's Verizon's Motorola X Phone. Now, this was a little interesting because that word, obake, means literally a thing that changes. Ross was saying sometimes it's translated as ghost. So it kind of fits with some of the Motorola X Phone rumors that we had heard about interchangeable, customizable parts. There was even a little bit, we were even joking around a little bit, that it could be called the Droid Ghost. There were also pictures of the Motorola X Phone for AT&T. We saw those leak out, too. So it's a real thing. It's not the high-end, beat-all super phone. But there's something interesting happening with that Motorola X Phone line, so... with that, let's go ahead and jump into Google I.O. into some of the hardware. That Motorola X Phone, those rumors have been pretty crazy. Some of them have. Interchangeable, like I said, interchangeable parts, being able to get your phone in plastic or aluminum or wood. I don't know how that would work or you know, how that temperature-wise is going to affect your phone, but... So let's talk a little bit about that. What, just with the rumors, what have you guys heard? What do you think is real? What's actually going to happen with some of this Motorola X Phone stuff?
The customization stuff is a nice idea. I just don't know how feasible it is. I think we've kind of touched on that before.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way they could do that is, I guess, expanding the Play Store devices section and making it more of a Dell type of... you know, build your device here, or whatever kind of thing.
Right.
It's what's it going to be? Cost though. The realm of possibility, but it just doesn't really seem likely.
Right. It would drive cost way up if they could get a manufacturer. You know,
Motorola, I guess.
Right, but I feel like they would have to revamp, factory lines and stuff.
Maybe they have been. I don't know. I guess we'll find out in a week.
They've taken the last 18 months of Razer HD refreshes to
They've certainly had plenty of time and complete lack of devices. So maybe, maybe that explains all the, just nothing other than the Razer line for the last year and a half.
Yep. I will say it's going to be really nice, again, just competition, to have Motorola on all the major carriers in the U.S.
Yeah, but the question is it just going to be the mid-range thing like all the rumors are pointing to? Because just like the Xperia, is anybody really going to care, even if the Motorola name does have a little bit more clout than Sony's at this point?
Right. Or is it just going to be something, another retail something that Google has tried and failed at?
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be the first time that they've fell on their face trying, with some kind of retail offering. So, let's see, what else we got going on for hardware at Google I.O.? Nexus 7. There's going to be a Nexus 7 2. So the Motorola X Phone stuff's probably not going to happen at Google I.O. Or even a Nexus 5. I know I mentioned that briefly earlier. The last 2 years for the Galaxy Nexus and for the Nexus 4, those were released in November. Retail holiday here in the U.S., like it's probably not going to happen at Google I.O. Google I.O. historically has been, there's some hardware, the Nexus 7, the Nexus 10, the Nexus Q, that stuff might get announced. It's probably not going to get released for a little while, but usually it's not really a hardware-centric event. It's more software developers.
Yep.
Right, it's a developer conference. But we still should see a Nexus 7 reiteration, just kind of a spec bump, same screen size. That's probably going to happen. Pretty good chance of that. That Nexus 4 refresh, whether it's a Nexus 5 or it's just a Nexus 4S, it's just a storage bump, jumping up to 32 gigs in internal storage. LTE capabilities, those are the rumors that we're hearing. I really hope it happens. I've gotten spoiled.
Much more sense.
Yeah, and I've gotten spoiled with just even on Verizon having a Nexus device, easy to play with. I don't want to have to mess with, waiting on development for phones. Even if it's just a couple of months, if I can pick the phone up, unlock the bootloader, and start playing with it, I'm happier.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's definitely a treat having a Nexus phone. I've learned that from both, the Galaxy Nexus I have and then my wife's Nexus 4. It's simple.
Hey, guys, speaking of Nexus 4, so we just actually got a comment on a YouTube channel. Somebody, Trevor, who's actually listening to the show right now, wanted to know what is the best launcher for the Nexus 4. And I guess this really can kind of go across any device as far as any custom launcher. That you guys have used outside of the stock launcher?
I use Nova Prime. I picked that up a while ago and absolutely love it and wouldn't trade it for... I've played with other ones. I actually have, and I don't know if we've put a post up on this yet or not, but Buzz Launcher, I installed that. Yeah. I haven't really played with it too much. But I know, Nick, you have a little bit. It looks like just a really cool concept, or it looks really, really awesome. I just haven't had a chance to play with it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and Trevor actually has been posting a lot of little experiments that he's been doing with that. I know my brother picked it up as well and has really been loving it. He's just been constantly telling me, oh, this thing's so awesome, I found all this stuff, and I don't know, it's such an awesome concept for a launcher. It's something that I've talked to one of my friends about forever. It's like, why can't we have a place where you can take what you've made or what somebody else has made and just share it and say, okay, I like that. Bam, here we go. I've got it. And now there's finally an option to do that.
Yeah.
And what do you mean? I love Nova. I use it every day, but I'm really excited to move to Buzz eventually. What are you going to say, Steve?
No, I was just getting the name of the launcher. I think that when you said what it was, it got the. I didn't catch what you said.
Oh, Buzz, B-U-Z-Z launcher, like a bee. Huh?
I haven't checked it out, but I will do. It sounds awesome.
Yeah,
dude, it is. It is. It's really, really customizable, and then you can upload whatever you create. They've got, you know, templates and user uploads, so you can just kind of browse and download, and it'll reconfigure your home screens for whatever.
Yep, and the browser basically works like Pinterest, if you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, you know, card type layout. You can add comments. People can plus one it or whatever they call it, et cetera. And it's free, too. That's the best part.
Can I get recipes there? I need some recipes.
That you can actually use Pinterest for.
Right, right.
Yeah, I have to agree with you guys with the Nova Prime. And I guess I'm kind of old school with that I really like it, and no matter what device I get, I always install it on there. So I'm getting a unified experience across all of them. Between Nova Prime, SwiftKey, it's like the first two things I install. That's just the way I am.
Yep.
Well, that's good. So we got a good good choice, Nova or Buzz. Really, really good.
Yeah, definitely. There's between the two.
Some really cool. There's a lot of cool new launchers coming out though too. I saw one come across. I don't remember what site I was looking at. And then Action Launcher. Been hearing a lot about Action Launcher too.
Yep.
So just some of the stuff that's going on. I feel like between Apex and Nova, there's a lot of customization, you know, a lot of, you know, just playing with the stock launcher and kind of upgrading those. But developers and users are starting to want something a little bit more, you know? So.
Yeah, it's time for something new.
Yep.
Kind of bring it back to IO a little bit. Do you think we'll see a Nexus 7 refresh without Key Lime Pie? Because to me, it seems like one would come with the other.
That, I don't think we're going to see a Key Lime Pie rollout. The rumors now, it looks like we're going to be seeing 4.3 Jelly Bean, not anything 5.0 Key Lime Pie. 4.3 Jelly Bean, we know it's real. It's showing up in logs online. We've got a build number, JWR23B. So it's running currently on Nexus 4 and Nexus 7 devices. So it's in testing. Key Lime Pie is not showing up. It's not pinging any servers. Rumor was that Google was going to hold off on Key Lime Pie to give OEMs and developers a chance to kind of catch up.
Yeah.
Jelly Bean's still only running on 25% of devices. And it was announced a year ago. Ice Cream Sandwich didn't catch on as quickly. And I think because of that, Jelly Bean just didn't stick. People are not yet at their, you know, two-year upgrades here in the States to upgrade to anything that's above 4.0. So rumor is we won't see Key Lime Pie. Maybe it'll happen this year, but not at I.O. next week. But we're still hearing rumor of a Nexus 7 refresh, so.
And I'm looking forward to seeing if they do that chip switch out, like was rumored a good couple of months ago. They do the Qualcomm instead of the Tegra 4.
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting to see what that does to gaming, because I think that was pretty big on the Nexus 7. You know, you have the whole Tegra zone and all that stuff, and that size tablet really makes gaming ideal.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't really have those exclusive games with the Qualcomm chipset, even though they're technically more powerful chipsets. It just don't have that support. So, I don't know. It's interesting to see.
And, man, moving on to the software a little bit more, this I/O is going to be all about gaming. Google Game Center. Google is working on a back-end gaming platform. They've hired a chief game designer. We may even see kind of a convergence with Google Plus games, the Chrome Web Store games, we're going to see, I think we're going to see a really big push at I.O. centered around gaming. Like, it's just, it's, I think it's a big market that Google's going to be moving into. I don't know if it'll take, I mean, I can't see that it's going to take long for, you know, developers to start working with that new Qualcomm chipset. But,
well, there's a heck of a lot more Qualcomm chipsets out there than anything else, so it'd be smart, but again, it's just a support thing.
Right, right.
The Game Center is a great, great idea. It's something we've needed forever and ever and ever. And we used to have a couple of services like that. The names escape
Open
me.
Open
yeah,
Fame.
There we go.
Open
That's
Fame
the one.
Yep.
Papaya is a new one that
yeah.
I included in one of my reviews with that big fish. Did.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they attempt to do it, and the thing is, I made a serious effort to do the Open Fame, and I know that's a dead issue now because it's not around anymore, but it would, like, you are Open Fame number 64717332155.
Yeah.
What the hell is anyone supposed to remember that, you know?
And right.
Yeah. It was a good start. It just needed to get some more improvements, so... Yeah, I don't know.
Yep. But with that, I mean, we really, just kind of going back to the next version of Android, outside of it's probably going to be 4.3 Jelly Bean and not Key Lime Pie, we really don't know anything about it. We've heard HTC kind of mention something about Bluetooth optimization with Bluetooth low power. But obviously, because it's not moving on to the next really big version, or Bluetooth low energy, I'm sorry, not low power, but, I don't know that there's going to be a lot of, you know, big game changing new features in the next version of Android. It's going to be more about Game Center, Google Babel, or, now we're hearing that it may just be rolled into Google Hangouts, and the whole thing's going to be called Google Hangouts with Gtalk, Google Plus Messenger, the existing Google Hangouts, eventually Google Voice support coming. I'm not hanging my hat on that because Google seems to not really care about Google Voice as much as I want them to. but
yeah, it seems to have gone nowhere.
Which is so frustrating, man, because the service could be fantastic. And I'm invested in it like it's my primary number.
Yeah.
So.
And it's funny because they're obviously, you know, interested in infrastructure with all the new Google Fiber markets either having popped up or getting ready to pop up. You have one up now and then, what, three coming?
Yeah.
So you'd think they would try to start investing in infrastructure type stuff, you know, like voice and all that. But
yep.
This is Google we're talking about.
So jealous.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is a bit of a segue, so I'm sorry, Jeremiah, for throwing the train off, but I heard something today that Google is going to start charging for YouTube channels.
Yes, and we'll probably see that announcement. I think we had that on the list somewhere to hit it at some point tonight. But yeah, Google YouTube subscription service and a Google Music subscription service. We'll probably see announcements for those. Details on those. I don't know what it's going to entail. Is the new YouTube subscription service going to be like Netflix? You know, is it like a Hulu Plus?
You know, it's going to be certain channels are going to be I don't know. I mean, to me, YouTube is free, not necessarily free video, but it's like the open source. You post anything on there, and it's like, you know what I mean? It's
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
just like to jump in the shark.
There was stuff about this some time ago, and I don't really keep up on YouTube enough to know if it was ever added, but they had talked about maybe like a year or two ago where they were going to start adding channels where you could pay for like a show. It'd be like $1 a show or something like that, and they would be original content. Like, you know how Netflix now is starting to roll out. I think it's Netflix.
Right.
Starting
yeah.
to roll out those original shows.
House of Cards.
Yes, okay. Yeah, it is Netflix.
There's a couple of ones, yeah.
Things like that. Yeah. I've heard nothing but good stuff about those, so it seems like it's a pretty positive avenue to go, especially if they actually do this right.
Yeah, but I mean, to Steve's point a little bit, people are used to just going to YouTube and watching whatever and not having to worry about paying for it. Are they going to, obviously, you know, integrate it with Google Wallet a little bit so it's easy to make payments. Are people going to pay for it, though? You know, I don't, personally, if I've already got Netflix and I've already got Hulu Plus, what's the incentive for me, you know, maybe it'll cover Google's butt a little bit for, you know, the copyright issues that you run into on YouTube sometimes. But I'm not paying to listen to music on YouTube. I've got Spotify. I'm not paying for, they don't have the video content like Netflix or Hulu Plus does for TV shows or movies.
Right.
What's compelling me to go to YouTube and subscribe to any channel?
You know, Cat videos.
Right.
Cat videos. Right. Yes.
I'm sure Vimeo has some pretty good cat videos.
I think the thing where, I don't know, in my case, and Jeremiah, maybe your little ones are getting to this point too, where I know Caleb will grab, as soon as my wife gets home, well, he knows not to touch my phone. But as soon as my wife gets home, he grabs her phone and gets on YouTube, and he's watching Disney Junior. And he's watching all his little shows on YouTube, and he literally has it from the time my wife gets home to the time it's time to take a bath or get ready for bed, and we wrestle the phone away from him. But he spends a lot of time on YouTube, and I know he's not the only little one. So, you know, we can look at it from our point of view, but I think there's a lot of kids in a definite younger demographic that's using YouTube that maybe they have parents that would pay a couple dollars or whatever a month to have access to that. I mean, if you think about it, it's one of those things where maybe it's hard when it first happens and we don't like it as consumers, and it's definitely seems to be anti-consumer if this rumor proves to be true. But I mean, I'm you know, fighting tooth and nail to keep my unlimited data with Verizon. You know, all of it, and you know, we all thought that unlimited data was unlimited data, and all of a sudden, it's not unlimited anymore. So I mean, things change, and if we have to start paying for YouTube, we'll be like, oh, I remember when YouTube was free. Oh.
Back in my day.
Back in my day.
Gasoline was only $3.50 a gallon.
Right, right. That's a good point, John. That's a really good point. That's again, it. I don't know if people are, if you're already invested elsewhere, what's compelling you to make that change. But even if there's nothing compelling right now, just having the option is another revenue stream for Google. So we'll see. We'll see. The subscription service, same thing. The music subscription service, I think that's going to happen. We've already seen them roll out kind of an iTunes store with Google Play Music. You can go in and purchase music. They've got pretty much the same, a lot of the same partnerships. But with the Google Music subscription, is it going to be like a Spotify or RDO? You know, that I could get behind. You know, I pay for Spotify now just $5 a month to cut the ads out. I don't stream it mobile, you know, on my phone. Again, data caps, frustrating, but
yep.
You know, that's something that I could be interested in, depending on the selection, what kind of licensing they're able to come up with. So
absolutely.
I think we'll see some announcements on those at I.O. Let's see, what else? Google Play News, speaking of subscription services.
Good news, everybody.
Right. it's a newspaper. It's an online, you know, I think iOS has Newsstand. Is that right, John?
Why would I know anything about an iPhone? Yeah. Okay, guys, I think
you rocked an iPad though, didn't you? Even though
I'll just go ahead and say it. I had to get an iPhone 5, and
You're fired.
Only because
you're fired.
It's the only reason I have it is because Samsung has crappy radios, and I'm dropping
Verizon's phone selection sucks.
Yeah. So I bought the iPhone 5, and I thought I would hate it. And I'm thinking the most important thing I need to have a phone to do is stay connected to the internet. And unfortunately, the iPhone 5 is the only phone that seems to be connecting reliably where I live. So that's where I'm at. But I still have my Nexus 7. Still have the S3. Still have the I gave the Razer Max to my son. So he's using it. At least I can offer a little bit of a iOS view here. Steve doesn't fire me, but
That's okay, John. We can
get closer, Steve. Closer. Speaking of derailing stuff, did you see? I don't know if this is in S Voice before, but I've seen a bunch of posts today on Google Plus where people are asking S Voice if it's ever used an iPhone, and it tells people that it has standards.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that. Okay. Hey, and you know, John, that's whatever else you can say about iPhone fanboys, Apple makes fantastic hardware.
I won't argue with that. I just hate their software.
You're right, and Samsung has made crap radios for a long time. It's some of the worst as far as data connections, voice connections, just being spotty, you know?
Yep. You've got LTE? So, let me take that away from you. Oh, LTE, yep. Right. Take it away from you.
Just kidding. Dude, it happens to me all the time, and we've had solid LTE coverage since early 2012 in my city, and it still just drops. My wife's got a Razer M, no problems. 4G everywhere, never drops, hardly ever drops back to 3G, and that's only if we go to her mom's house and her mom lives in the middle of the country. So
the Razer Max was fine until I got an ice cream sandwich, and then for some reason it started doing the same thing as Samsung was doing. I don't know.
Yeah. So
I'll tell you one thing I will say, as someone who's gone from an Android phone to an Apple phone as a daily driver, that gaming on Android really needs a lot. Because there's so many awesome freaking games on the iPhone. And after experiencing that and then going back to Android, I can see why they're pushing real hard on the gaming front. So.
Yeah.
I have some friends that won't pick up Android phones simply because they're mobile gamers. And they just won't do it because it's just not there. So, again, back to the I.O. thing, you know, hopefully Google pulls out that game center and it's actually good.
Yes. Who was telling me it? Was it you, Nick, that was talking about the chief game designer now? Mr. Bean!
Mr. Bean.
Thanks, Steve. If you're listening to the podcast, Steve is just goofing around with the...
acting very British today.
Yes, he is. By British, we mean Mr. Bean, because we're Americans. That's all we know of you Brits over there. Which is not true. Don't believe that. But I think it was, Nick, was it you telling me this new chief game designer came from... What was his background? I don't remember the guy's
name. I remember, LucasArts, DreamWorks, and 3DO, as long as that lasted.
Okay. So he's got... got the background for it, so that's good.
Yeah, he's been around since early 80s in the game industry, so seems like he probably knows what he's doing.
Yes. And then, man, it's huge. So let's see, what else are we gonna see with Google I/O? Google Wallet Card. You guys remember this Google Wallet Card? Remember hearing rumors about this? Was it a physical card that you could tie to your Google Wallet account? And basically, you would log in, you'd pull up Google Wallet on your phone, select which account you wanted to pay with. It would, I guess, change. I don't know if I'm assuming there's some kind of chip embedded in the phone, so that when you swipe that card, it would pay from that account out of your Google Wallet account.
Yeah, I kind of took it as a PayPal replacement.
Yeah.
You can do the same thing with PayPal. I have a friend that uses PayPal, and he's got a PayPal debit card, and it just comes straight out of that account.
My wife's got one, too, yeah. Yeah. Yep. So maybe that's that would make more sense, just considering the way Google Wallet. What's up, John?
Do you guys just take a step back and take off your nerd glasses and realize how freaking nerdy this is?
Dude, I love Google Wallet. And that's, dude, NFC, I love the concept of NFC, and no one's adopting it. It's not in any iPhones. It's in a handful of Android phones, and nobody else is touching it.
Block it, too.
I realize how much of a nerd conversation this is, John.
The thing is, and I was all excited for Google Wallet, too, and then you know how it is, Jermaine, being on Verizon, we had to do some real shenanigans to get Google Wallet working on our phones, and then to jump through all those roadblocks, load money on it, go there, and just to go to McDonald's or your Circle K or something and pay with your phone, and then after a while, it just got way more trouble than it was worth when you could just simply take a card out of your wallet and swipe your debit card, you know? It wasn't simpler, so I don't see where the value proposition is here.
Yeah, it's just not any better.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of security concerns about NFC, too. I mean, you look at all those people, you know, telling their horror stories about, I think it's NFC anyway, those cards where you do the same thing. You just, you know, slap it on there instead of swiping it or something.
Yeah.
You know, and people are buying the metal wallets and all that kind of crap for those. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't see any reason why this is any different. People are just going to freak out about it.
So a Google Wallet card would kind of facilitate the growth of the Google Wallet platform away from NFC, which could be a good thing. Like I have no problem. I already have a couple accounts registered with Google Wallet just for online shopping. Google pretty consistently is in the top handful of companies as far as customers' privacy and security. So I've kind of trusted them with my life. I have no problems with this. I really wish NFC adoption would take off. Like, that would just be fantastic. I already don't carry my wallet, like my driver's license and a debit card, and you know, I don't have much else for a wallet that I carry around. So if I could just get my phone, that'd be great. Let's see, what else we got at I/O? New Google Maps features, 3D textured buildings might be coming. We might see some lane guidance in Google Maps navigation.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
So that pretty good chance of that.
Right lane, you idiot. Hurry up!
Right.
Right lane, no!
Right after lane guidance comes custom voices to yell at you when you're screwing up.
Yes. As long as I can get my Darth Vader voice.
Nothing better. Google Search or / Google Now improvements. We'll probably see that at I/O as well. Google Now, we're seeing all over the place pop up in Chrome, the Chrome browser. It's popped up in Chrome extensions, you know, in code all over the place. That looks like Google Now is coming to Chrome. We'll probably see some location-based reminders in Google Now as well, which is pretty cool.
I like it.
So when you get to work, it'll pop up a reminder, not just based on time. Hey, you got a meeting at, you know, 9:30 a.m., but you'll see some stuff that's based on location too. So, and then quote unquote, possibly hundreds of new Google Now cards. Who knows what they could be, but there's been some really cool stuff beyond just the like weather and sports that Google Now first launched with. Mm-hmm. Being able to read email for, you know, package shipments, stuff like that. I'm really, really excited to see what Google Now is. Absolutely a core service. So it's going to be fun watching Google build that out. Absolutely. You guys have anything that you think would be a really great fit for Google Now cards?
Google, when I get to work, remind me to pull up my pants.
That's start right there.
The first question I have to ask, John, is do you take any sort of public transit? Are you driving with no pants on, or are you like on the bus? You're on the metro in a subway or something. So
I'd really have to put some thought into that question, to be honest with you.
I haven't thought about it either. It was just something that popped in my head. I didn't know if there was anything you guys had run across. I can't think of anything.
I think that's one of those things where you don't realize you want it or need it until it comes about, and then you're like, oh, man, how the heck did I live without this? And a lot of Google Now stuff has been really nice like that. You know, you got the hotel stuff. I know when I went to New York in December, every day I had a little card pop up, hey, your check-in is at this time or whatever. And, you know, you just hit navigate or whatever and go straight to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that'll be good. That'll be good. We'll see some fantastic things out of that. Do you guys remember hearing about something called Android at Home? It was a while ago. It was a while ago. Kind of a home convergence, like a smart home type thing. Being able to run your phone. Something exciting, John?
Yeah, I just remembered. I was the Celebrity Apprentice with.
Uh-oh. We froze. John's got it. He's just stuck on his arm out.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Everybody stick your arm out. Oh, John's frozen.
I don't know if I'm sticking my arm out the right way or not. My video.
I actually had the Celebrity Apprentice software suite, and, like, it looked really cool, but it's kind of like the Willis Nick. It's kind of like what this Android Home reminds me of, and it makes me wonder if LG has leapt forward as far as all of that goes.
Could be. Could be. And I don't think we're going to see anything out of Google at I.O., but with thermometers and even having refrigerators connected, like that's where that kind of home convergence, running your home off your phone or your tablet, is it's definitely going to happen. So.
Yeah, and there's a video floating around on Google Plus today. It seems like it's been getting a lot of hits. It's this guy lives in, I can't remember, Kansas or something, and he sets up as a business that kind of thing. I guess he goes in and he makes your whole home automated, and it's basically him walking through, I assume, his apartment or house or something, and he's telling, you know, Google, play this movie, Google, turn on the bar lights, blah, 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 and he's using Google now for all this stuff. So
nice.
It seems like it's possible now, and it would be even better with Google's help, I imagine.
Oh, it's absolutely possible now. Yeah, you can definitely run your whole home off of, you know, a small touchscreen, but they're usually self-contained.
Yeah,
you might have bits and pieces connected to the internet. You know, you can. Depending on, I mean, there are refrigerators that if you're running out of milk, you can scan a barcode. Boop. On your refrigerator, it adds it to a grocery list, and then you can hit send, and it'll send your grocery list to some kind of at-home grocery delivery, stuff like that. But nothing connected through Google with Android yet, so.
Yep.
Do you guys know if that Nest thermostat runs Android or not?
I don't know.
I'm looking at it now. I mean, but that, to me, that's really cool how it.
Yes. Oh my.
It'll adapt to your. It knows when you're home and it knows when you're not.
Yeah, yep. That thing is just awesome in general.
Yeah, and apparently it can save you hundreds of dollars a year just by, you know, tweaking things for you. So.
It knows if the sun is hitting the thermostat itself and making the temperature reading inaccurate because the sun's. You know, I mean, it's just got to.
It's wild, man.
Oh.
I've also seen Wi-Fi connected locks, like an attachment that slides over your deadbolt. So when your phone, when you get, like, you're walking to your front door, your phone connects to your Wi-Fi network, and there's, I don't know if it's NFC or Bluetooth, or if it's just GPS, like location-based, when you get close to your door, the deadbolt, the unit that's attached to your deadbolt, senses your phone, flips your deadbolt to unlock the door, and then it'll pop the door open for you.
That seems like a really bad idea.
Well, yeah, from security-wise, it's that was kind of the... There are people that were not exactly excited about it. You definitely have to make sure it's locked down. But
yeah,
kind of a cool concept. Like, you think about coming home from anywhere with your arms full of, you know, grocery bags or whatever you were out shopping for. Or your kid in one hand and something else in your other hand, and you can't open the door very easily.
Kid in one hand and your pants in the other hand.
Whatever. I mean, whatever.
I'm gonna stop.
Let's see. Google Drive will probably be updated with some QuickOffice features. If you guys remember, Google bought QuickOffice a little while back.
That will be excellent.
Yes. So, and Google Docs has come a long way, but definitely. You know, it used to be just, you know, view only spreadsheets and Word documents.
Total trash is what it used to be.
Yes.
It's great now.
And it looks like it'll get even better. So, and this I'm really excited about too. More Google TV stuff. The official Google TV developers Twitter account is saying that there will be Google TV news at I/O. Don't know what. It could be new hardware. That's not really that exciting. We've seen a couple of Google TV boxes roll out. The Asus Cube, a couple other ones, so that's not that big a deal. What I really want to see is an OS refresh. I want to see that interface completely redone. I want to see it updated to something that's at least Ice Cream Sandwich.
Yep.
Preferably Jelly Bean. I want to be able to run Android apps on my Google TV. There's a crap ton of awesome apps that I would love to be able to run. Maybe they'll tie it into Game Center and be able to play kind of like Ouya, just be able to play games. We can already connect our phones to our TVs to fling like YouTube and videos and stuff,
yes.
Right?
And that is awesome. I use it all the time when I go over to my mom's.
Yeah, you don't need DLNA. It just, as long as, tied to your accounts, if they're on the same Wi-Fi network. So maybe we can game with our phones as the controller on your TV. You know, like, there's so many things that Google TV, again, just hasn't caught on because they need to do something else amazing with it. So I'm really excited that there's going to be some Google TV news.
I think that's not going to really take off until you can use your phone as a controller for the Google TV.
You can already. There's an official Google TV app that I use it all the time. Okay. I've got a Logitech Review, but I hate pulling out the big, you know, keyboard.
I didn't even know this.
Oh yeah, dude! If you got a Google TV, there's an official Google TV
app. Now.
Yes.
Oh my god.
So obviously it's easier to type if you're doing a search or something on that full keyboard, but use your phone as a remote with your Google TV. There it is.
That's highly, highly upsetting. I'm gonna send this to my brother.
And this is an issue, isn't it? That we're Android enthusiasts and only one of the four of us knew about this.
Yeah, yep. Right. I mean, no offense, it's not like I don't want to be arrogant, but if we don't know about it.
No, you're absolutely right.
Nobody else that is, you know, I guess not as knowledgeable about technology is gonna know about this stuff.
Uh-huh. So Google needs to make a bigger push on that. I read some report that smart TVs are taking off where these separate boxes, whether it's Apple TV or Google TV or whatever, the adoption rate is significantly lower than smart TVs. And I think that's just the fact that whatever TV OEM, they're just packaging these smart features into their TVs.
And they're terrible.
And they are terrible. And most people don't know about it. And they don't care. They're not using them.
No.
There are so many great things that could be done with your Google TV. Even just being able to control it with your phone. If you actually pay for cable, using that in conjunction with your set-top box is huge.
It's amazing.
So, well, fantastic, Nick. I'm glad we could set you guys up with that Google TV app.
I look forward to using it now.
Now that your Logitech review is 2 years old and almost obsolete, you can use it.
Yeah. It's actually a Sony one. I don't even remember what the model is.
Oh, some of the Sony ones are nice, though, too.
Yeah.
I need to upgrade my review, dude. It's just getting old.
Trevor is here.
Trevor! What's up, Trevor?
Did I mention
not that? Much, late night at work.
Control your TV.
What, Steve?
The HTC One has the TV function where you can control your TV.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Fire Blaster, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, now granted, I mean, it's not, you know, integrated, but it's actually neat because what it actually does is it actually on Blink Feed, like, you can program your favorite channels and it will be on Blink Feed if it thinks something that you'll want to watch. It'll show up on the Blink Feed, and then you can just basically point at the TV and turn it on.
And you don't have to find a channel or anything, right? It just jumps right to the show?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say I know, but that's... Well, I don't know if it jumps right to it, but it basically tells you... Because you have to sign in with, like, who your TV provider is, so there's a certain level of integration in that way. I haven't honestly had a chance to play with it, but I will. The HTC one, that is.
I expect a full review, Steve.
I've been trying for days.
Well, if you haven't seen it yet, we've got it's about 13, 14-minute video review.
Yeah.
The HTC one on our YouTube channel. I was waiting to put that on the site just... because I know Steve was working on the review, so I may go ahead and just throw that up on the site so you can see that pretty easily too. But it's on our YouTube channel. Go check it out if you want. The full review is coming.
So sexy.
So Google TV. Let's see. Big Ingress meetup talking about gaming. Google has a couple of really big Ingress games. That was another thing too. Google always gives away awesome stuff at I.O. Like, that's... there are people that go who aren't developers just because they're going to get something awesome from Google with these free giveaways. We don't know what they're going to get this year, but except for an invite to Ingress. Any attendees will get an invite, and then Google has a couple of pretty massive games.
That's awesome.
Steve says we're in the chat here. John says in the chat Google's giving away a big sock full of coal, so...
That'd be awful if, like, the only thing they got is an
Ingress invite and a sock full of coal.
Where's my troll face? Hey, let's find it real quick. Can't find it quick enough.
Awesome. There it is. Oh, John.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Alrighty, anyway.
I think it'd be fun to have that many people who you know are going to play Ingress, because the problem that I've had is there's a bunch of... I've played it, but I just haven't found many people around in my area that play Ingress. Like, it's just not... So I end up, you know, finding a bunch of portals, and then nothing else happens. Like, what else am I... Fantastic. So... it'd be really cool to play, you know, a massive game with a bunch of people in a big city like San Francisco.
Ingress has a lot of...
That's probably the reason I haven't played it. I thought Ingress is a little awkward anyway. I don't know, maybe it was just the design.
God, yeah, like that cop that keeps going round and round the corner looking at you.
That was me. That was me. Straight down the block 17 times because I couldn't find a way. I didn't want to park and get out of my car, but I couldn't get close enough to the portal to hack it, so... I just circled your house 7 times, John. Thanks.
The closest portal to me is the fire station. That's a couple miles away. And besides that, there's absolutely nothing. Like, I literally have to drive 45 minutes to campus and to civilization to actually play Ingress. But it's one of those things. I was so excited when it first came out, and I scored an invite really early and sent one to Steve. And I was playing, I got like level 4, and then I realized that there's like 6 people that play in the whole state of Louisiana. So It's not quite ready for prime time, but
yeah.
I've noticed that even in Virginia, like if I go downtown, there's all kinds of stuff. Museum, post office, there's a couple of fire stations, there's a bunch of like historical stuff downtown. But you come out of downtown a little bit in the suburbs and they're pretty sparsely, you know, find a nearest post office. There's not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, there's a bunch of portals by me because I'm close to campus, but that's not it.
Yeah. So it'll be, hopefully we'll see some improvements with that too, with, you know, some of this Game Center stuff. I'm sure Google will integrate that. And then the last thing that I've got on the list here, and this is, I really don't know what it means, and we may or may not see it from I.O., but something out of the Google X Labs, which if you're not familiar with the Google X Labs, that's where Andy Rubin went now that he's left Android. It's kind of
the chat roulette of Google.
Right. It's a play. Wait. So Andy Rubin is just flashing everybody on the internet now from Google headquarters. Thanks for that image, John. Appreciate it. It's where Google Glass started. I'm sure it's where, you know, the Nexus Q and basically anything that's crazy, any just idea, it's kind of a breeding ground for ideas to just see what happens. There's something coming out of Google X called a control system. We don't know what it means, but the idea, and this was mentioned by a guy named Astro Teller from the Google X Labs. His official title at Google X is the Captain of Moonshots. So he's kind of out there. He's got a PhD in artificial intelligence. Along with working at Google X, he co-founded a wearable tech company. So this Google X control system, in quotes, because that's the only name that Astro Teller has mentioned. We have no idea what it is. It could be something completely crazy. It could be something wearable. Control system. It kind of leaves the door open. It could be something. Okay, I'm boring everybody. Sorry. Nerding out again, John. Like the NFC tags we were talking about earlier. Anytime you start talking about AI and wearable tech, I nerd out. So.
Hey, I like it too.
So me and Nick will go sit in the corner, and when we're done, we'll play some D&D, and you guys can, you know, be real people. So
it sounds like it involves Google Glass, a tentacle, and your ear.
Hey, as long as the tentacle's not blue, okay?
So Google's getting into hentai, and this is where we officially cross over into the Android Go Show.
And now we're out of here.
Yep, so you can feel free to tune out if you want. No. But with all that being said, I think we are pretty much done for tonight. We got, let me ask you guys this. What's kind of new in your Android world? John, we'll start with you. What's anything new besides your iPhone?
There's this game, and I've been playing this game for a while. I got it when it first came out. It's called F-18 Carrier Landing.
Music sounds sweet.
Yeah, it just hit version 5, and the versions up to this point, I didn't feel like it was quite polished enough to really give it much of an endorsement, but I don't know if this will come across. Now you can't, all you see is the damn screen. Anyway, this is a pretty realistic flight simulator where you can fly missions in an F-18 or F-14. There's, of course, carrier landings, and you get a score based on your carrier landing. There's a daily score that you can keep up with. And
Oh, we lose John.
Well, seems like John's gone.
Froze.
Too much iPhone.
Too much.
It just kicks some serious butt on the Nexus 7. So F-18 carrier landing. It's
F-18 carrier landing. John. It's good stuff. All right, Nick, what about you, man? What's new?
Punch Quest.
Dude, you stole it. I was mine, dude. I've been playing the heck out of Punch Quest.
Oh, man. I've been enjoying that. I don't enjoy many mobile games. 10 million is about the only other one this year that I've been enjoying, but Punch Quest is excellent.
Yep. Yep. I played the heck out of Dungeon Quest for a while, and now I've been playing the heck out of Punch Quest. So, got a thing for quests. It's good.
Good deal.
Steve, what about you, man?
Nothing new, obviously, the device, but there's really no apps per se this week that I can say jump out, but a couple of nice reviews up. Did a couple of reviews for some Nexus 7 cases, the Dodo case, which is awesome, the Belkin Folio case, which is a good device if you like to kind of go naked on your phone, but, you know, like to have a case as you move around. The Folio case is fantastic for that. So I've just been doing some reviews. Did some Samsung Galaxy S4 case reviews and some HTC One case reviews. So I've just been a reviewing fool. So check them out.
Yes, well, and you got an HTC One, man. That's your new thing.
Yeah, it's plenty
new toys.
Yes.
Charlie, what about you, man?
Finally got on the Instagram train.
Yep.
Yes.
I'll have to follow you.
Taking all the pictures of all your lunch.
Yes.
All my lunch.
Make sure you get burger and fries tomorrow, man.
Yep. Burger and fries? Okay. I'm off the next 2 days, so I'll get on that. as far as games go, CSR Racing, I'm always finding some racing game. It's just a basic drag racing game, but it actually has decent graphics.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's free. That's about it.
Always a plus.
You said it was TSR Racing?
CSR.
CSR, okay. I'll have to check that out, man. Good stuff. Yeah, we talked about gaming for a while tonight. That was, John, if you didn't hear, picked up an iPhone 5. Just the reception's better hardware-wise. He's able to stay connected a little bit better where he is on the boonies. And he said the gaming on that is just light years ahead of what we've got on Android. So, but new game center coming in I/O next week. New things for me, Punch Quest. I also have been playing with, or found, well, not really playing with, there's not a whole lot to play with, but an app called M Garrett just lets me keep an eye on the new stuff that's being merged into AOKP ROM.
Nice.
I run AOKP primarily. That's kind of my go-to. I play around with other ROMs occasionally. I'm going to mess with Paranoid Android now. It's got some of the Halo, you know, chat head feature stuff that we talked about. But just kind of cool to stay on top of a changelog, seeing what's being pushed to the AOKP code base. So.
Yeah, and AOKP finally relaunched their website. I don't know if you saw that or not this week.
Yes. Yeah, dude. They were hacked, like, what? It was, like, December last year they've been down since then.
Yeah, I thought I was longer ago than that. But, that, yeah, I think that's about right, because it was around the time 4.2 came out. So.
Site's
really nice. What's that, Steve?
The site's really nice. Looks good.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. So. Well, that's it. That's going to wrap up the Android Does Show, episode 13. So stay tuned to AndroidDoes.net as Google I/O approaches. We'll have anything new we hear, rumors or confirmed, we'll have it up there for you. You can follow us on Twitter at AndroidDoes. You can find us on Facebook, Google+, everywhere you are, we are. So. It's definitely a pleasure hanging out with you guys tonight.